Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Coffin now. He been dead 300 years. Wait. Look, look. You know meat on his bone. You know meat on his bone. I can see straight through me. Wait now, wait. Wait, wait. See, he winking one eye. He living. He never less run.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. If I had my way, this song would be the theme song for the Chicchanis. The Chicchanis are the Bahamas Games team from Andrus. I can't wait for the Bahama Games. Most of all, I want to see how the teams present themselves to the Bahamas. I want to see how they come into the stadium. I want to see what their logo is, their mascot is, what theme music they're going to be playing when they come in to the stadium. It's going to be a great time. Guys, it's Friday the 9th of June, 2023, and you are on the clock with Aaron Green. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's a Sports Friday. That means I'm waiting for Eric Sawyer to get to the building, and we are going to have our NBA playoffs discussion. Once he gets here, I think we're going to stick with NBA for most. Let's start it. First of all, I have a PSA from the Department of Local Agriculture in the Ministry of Decolonization. Do you know what your scarlet plum tree is doing right now? Did you know that your scarlet plum tree is probably bearing fruit? Did you know that if you thought your scarlet plum tree had finished bearing all of its fruit, it is possible that it's still bearing some more? It's imperative that every Bahamian check on every scarlet plum tree that they know. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of scarlet plum trees all over the archipelago of the Bahamas. And a lot of them just drop their fruit for no one but the birds and the animals. We have a duty as Bahamians to identify every source of food in the country and to ensure that we preserve it, especially if it's something as rare and treasured as a scarlet plum. Why is it rare and treasured? Because we have not figured out yet how to propagate scarlet plum from seed. The most common method of propagating scarlet plum is to take a clipping from a scarlet plum tree while it has fruit on it. This message has been brought to you from the Department of Local Agriculture in the Ministry of Decolonization. I have another important message for you from Sand Dollar. This Friday, June the 9th, that's today, central bank representatives will be giving out sand dollars at Super Value in the Golden Gate Shopping Plaza. Show your sand dollar-enabled digital wallet at the door and receive $20. Spend $18 or more in sand dollars at the register and get $5 back when you leave the store. For more details, visit any of the sand dollar social media pages or call 302-9880. Now, guys, next week, the Sand Dollar pop-up event will be taking place at Key Street Super Value on June 16th and 17th at Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. So Mackey Street and Prince Charles Shopping Plaza are your stops next week to receive and spend sand dollars. And of course, today we're continuing our sand dollar giveaway. Every day for the next 4 months, we will be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every day, two winners will receive $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible to win, you must have a digital wallet and answer the trivia question correctly. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, digital wallet provider, and your digital wallet address to transfer the funds to your digital wallet. if you get the right answer. Listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition, and you can only win once. So our first question for the day, before I give you the question, let me give you the numbers to call in. Grab your pencil or your pen. 323-6232. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720. The Guardian Radio text line powered by BTC is 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Your first trivia question for today. Which team won the 1972-1973 NBA championships? Which team won the 1972-1973 NBA championships? And that would be the championships that took place in the year of our independence.
I can answer that?
No, because it's a trivia. You have to have a $100 wallet, and you can't answer it today because today you are a friend of Guardian Vacation. You can do what you want. Good morning, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning. How are you?
I am missing you. We haven't been able to talk NBA.
Yeah. It's been a lot of,
You're the only one who tolerates me talking sports like a woman.
Yeah, that's fine. But you're getting better. You're getting better at it. We're getting to know one or two things, you know. I see you got on your basketball jersey, your old school.
Yes.
Throwback Vince Carter.
I don't know who the Denver Nuggets are.
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean,
Melo will never have his jersey retired now for sure because the number 15 for the Nuggets, when that jersey, when the number is finally retired, it'll be retired in the name of the Joker.
So he didn't even get to keep his number, Melo?
No, Melo moved on. He went to the Knicks.
He didn't retire with it.
Right, exactly. You know, but so far, number 15 has gone a lot further in the hands of a 6'11" Serbian, as opposed to a 6'8" small forward.
Well, look here, let's get right into it because I found the story that had me all night.
What's that?
Jokic and Murray lift Nuggets to 2-1 series lead. If you want to find the article, right? That's the title.
I watched a game. Very good game.
Right.
Very good game. I saw the Heat did what they had to do to keep the score tied 24-all at the end of the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I said the Heat lose this.
I mean, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything the Heat could have done.
Yeah, they played their best Heat ball in game two, and they couldn't replicate it in game three. You know, long cross-country flight to get back home, tired, you know. And remember, Denver's a mile up.
Right.
Mile up on sea level, so, you know, it's a bit higher.
Right, to
altitude, yeah.
But I don't think it has anything to do with that.
And size.
Environment. Environmental factors.
I mean, the Nuggets beat Braun, you know, like that's a big deal. Like the Nuggets beat LeBron James and the Lakers. That's a big deal. They swept the Lakers. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. But we're going to get into it. I got to get to this call. Let's see if we have an answer to our trivia question. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning, Mr. Green. How you people doing this morning?
We good, Sparky. You got an answer to the question?
Was it the Knicks beating the Lakers in 1972-73 championship?
It is, Sparky. It is. You have a $100 wallet?
No, I don't.
Sparky, why you could mislead my producer like that, though?
What that?
And you give out the answer and you don't have a $100 wallet, Sparky?
Well, I don't know. I don't know nothing. The only $100 I know is that one I find down by the cave Saturday.
Sparky, that is true. I don't want you to say that I cut you off unnecessarily, but you have...
But I'm telling you the truth, Miss Tingham. I don't know nothing but those high 72, you know.
I know, Sparky. Look at
I know what town should have
been. I got to tell you when he finished.
Sparky, did you know that Rowan is one of the exhibition games at the Bahama Games?
I tell you, I know about pounds, shillings, and pence, and Bahamian dollars, and U.S. dollars. That's all the currency I know. I never even see a yen or a peso.
Thank you, Sparky. You have
what I win?
You didn't win anything because you have to have a sand dollar enabled wallet to play. In fact, when you when you speak to the producer, you're supposed to tell him what your wallet address is. The way you could get one of them is you can go on to your phone, go to the Play Store or the Apple store, and you are going to search for one of the seven sand dollar wallet providers or The eighth is Sand Dollar itself.
Money Max,
Cash and Go, Island Pay, Sun Cash, Canoe, Omni Financial. I think that's all of them. And Sand Dollar. And then you can follow the instructions to enable your Sand Dollar wallet. If you have any difficulty, you could go to any one of their offices or call them between the hours of 9 to 5, and someone will help you set up your Sand Dollar wallet.
But before you go now, can I say something?
Yes, sir.
You say the producer was supposed to do this and the producer was supposed to do that. Shouldn't the producer tell me what I had to do?
I
blame the producer, not me, not Sparky. I ain't do nothing wrong.
Did he ask you if you were calling?
Right.
Did he ask you if you were calling to play the game, Sparky?
No, he didn't call me. He just say hold.
Okay, Sparky.
Don't blame me because I do nothing wrong.
I'm blaming you, Sparky. But
Mommy, I do nothing wrong.
You have a good day, Sparky. I can't give you the money because you don't have a wallet for me to put the money
so
in.
So, Mommy, you thiefing for me then. Bye.
You got
this time,
Sparky.
Rowan is the exhibition game.
Okay.
At the Bahama, sixth edition of the Bahama Games.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I have a trivia then.
Okay.
Let's go with this. Who was the opposing, what's the name of the opposing coach of the team that Jordan beat for his second NBA championship? And what did any one of his children do for a living going forward?
I can't even answer that.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a hard one. Let me give them an easy. Let me give them
No, that's so simple.
I have a special prize. I have a special prize, not Sand Dollars, but a special prize for anybody who could answer that. Repeat the question.
What is the name of the opposing head coach that Jordan faced in winning his second NBA championship? And name any one of his children. And what did they do for a living going forward?
Any one of them.
Any one of them.
And what did they do?
Going forward.
If I was one of Jordan's children.
No, not Jordan. Yeah, the coach.
The opposing coach.
Mm-hmm. The opposing coach.
I'm going to throw a few clues, not even clues because I don't know the answer, a few hints. I bet you they went to go work for Jordan. Anyway, you check it in the break. Let me throw out another question that we could answer. I thought my questions were hard. Here's an easy one for you guys. How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs? How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs?
OMG.
That's the net. Because you have to have a digital wallet to be able to play.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, Texas, the answer was not Los Angeles Lakers. Sparky gave you all the correct answer for that one. All right, let's get back into our NBA news. Oh, I just got a text in that said that there is a brownout in the Johnson Road area. It happened about 20 minutes ago. The reason I make this announcement on the radio is because the particular area it happened in is not connected to BPL's grid monitoring system. So when the power goes off, you have to call BPL and tell them that the power is off. And sometimes when the power comes back on, it doesn't come on in that particular district, that little small space. So you have to call BPL to tell them that the power is on, but ours is not on.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, BPL.
Good morning, BPL.
Yeah.
One of the people out there.
Let's get back to the Nuggets and why it appears as if nobody going to beat them in the next, how many years, Mr. Sawyer? In the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah, the Nuggets are a bigger, younger, stronger, faster team than most teams in the league. They long and they are playing unselfish basketball.
Right. Jokic first, 30-point, 20-rebound, triple-double in finals history. Finishing with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. And that's not all. That's not all the Nuggets had in their arsenal. Jamal Murray notched a triple-double by putting up 34 points, 10 assists, and 10 rebounds. This is the first time in NBA history, playoffs, or regular season, the teammates had 30-point triple-doubles. Denver dominated inside, outscoring the Heat 60-34 in the paint and out-rebounding them 58-33.
They dominated. They went for all the loose balls. They played their hearts out. They didn't look for the ball to bounce their way. They made the ball bounce their way.
I didn't catch the entirety of the game. Did Jokic and Murray have this league record-breaking night?
They just...
Because the Heat had no defense, or because the Heat had great defense, just not enough defense?
The Heat had great defense, just not enough defense, and they didn't hustle to the ball. And the Nuggets just kept picking away and picking away and picking away. And then at the beginning of the fourth quarter, this is the first game that the Nuggets won the fourth quarter.
Okay, yeah.
Even though the Nuggets won game one,
yeah,
they lost the fourth quarter. And, of course, the Heat won game two. They came and they played 48 full minutes. That's all. That's the difference in the game, because the Heat normally turns it on. They turn up the Heat, you know, in the fourth quarter. And that didn't happen in game three. So we'll see what game four has to bring tonight. Game four should be good. Oh, by the way, good morning to the... And trust me, he listens to you every single day. Let me get his title correct. Mm-hmm. Good morning to the director of... He works in the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. He's the director of Europe, India, and the Middle East. His name, affectionately known as Uncle Tony. He listens to you every day.
Good morning.
Out of London.
Good morning, Uncle Tony. Look here, if you need a Bahamian interpreter in London, call me. You know I'm an interpreter. Yeah, you know I could...
I know you got sign language down back.
Yes, yes. And I even know how to drop the T. I can be British if I need to.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, he listens to you every day, religiously.
We also have an answer to your text question.
Oh, yeah?
Your question. I've got to take that down. Yeah.
Somebody answer?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
The coach, Rick Adelman, for the Portland Trail Blazers, and he has a son that is the assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets.
Wow.
Texter, you got it right.
He got it right.
There you go. I got a special prize for you. I'm going to take down your text number. Let you know how to collect your prize.
Excellent. Excellent. You got somebody out there who actually follows basketball from time immemorial.
But listen, this text, thank you, Texter. That question in this text, something I was thinking about on the way into the station this morning. We still are not taking sports seriously enough. Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, we need a website and a radio show and a television show that is strictly dedicated to sports.
To Bahamian sports.
To Bahamian sports.
Worldwide.
Yeah, strictly dedicated to that.
So that way you can get a full dose every day.
Right, because the truth is, we've got tons of people who follow. That's potential energy.
Yes.
These people are people who are going to help build your sports brand.
Yes.
But you have to be able to connect to them.
Yes, and Bahamians would love to know that their names are being recognized and spoken about.
Absolutely.
Whether it's radio or TV.
Absolutely. I got a caller on the line. I think it's somebody who's going to answer the question, how many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron Green. Good morning, Sawyer Boy.
Good morning, morning.
Good morning. How you do?
I got to agree with number one. We need we had a Bahamian sports radio station before, but it wasn't managed right. Maybe when me and you and Sawyer Boy put it together, we need to make sure it managed right and make money and be attractive to our audience.
Mm-hmm. We have to train one-man reporters, right? You got a camera on your phone, and you got a little mic, and you got some little equipment you could pack up in one box, because we need to be able to send a person across the globe to capture Bahamians in competition wherever they are as a part of that product.
Well, I have some idea, but I just need a good marketing team to go out there and make money.
I got you.
For the station, that's the most important part of it. Good morning to BTC. I still wait on my, Fox News, Deepa Fox News, so y'all work on that, man. That's how you say good morning to BBL?
Yeah.
Well, I say good morning to BTC.
Somebody need to say good morning. They oversleep every morning, BTC. They oversleep every morning.
Oh, yeah, they oversleep. I don't know if they want to make money or... I say to the new chairman, you can't just sit in the office, talk about condition, make sure your people wake up. But, I also want to say the World Cup, Women World Cup, coming up.
Yep.
And we got to talk about that. I think that comes up in late July, early July. So
I got to follow.
Yeah, we got to get the Bahamas games on the way first.
And, yeah, we got to
Definitely Bahamas games start on the 7th.
Yeah.
And
but, you know, thank you, sorry, boy. Something like what they say before I hang up.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, this I'm bragging, right? Nassau bragging. My people ready, mate. But area have a problem, Sawyer boy. My dad from Exuma.
Uh-huh.
Mom from Long Island. I born in Nassau. So who I can post for?
I post for free what?
Look it up, you know, you gotta be crazy.
The whole country needs to post for free what?
Post for free what?
Why?
Why? Hey, listen, you already have everything underneath? Just post for the top.
I don't like two people controlling the port of dirty. I got both of them.
I got you, but we...
There's not a true Grammy Indian.
Pumpkin Eater Rowan is only an exhibition sport at the Bahama Games. We can't row about that this morning.
No, no, we row about that. I didn't mention that in passing.
Yeah, I know.
But,
I understand.
But you know, talking about getting back to Bahama Games, did they mention the dominoes on the beaches? We could play dominoes, backgammon, and all that.
No, but, you know what? Those sports are called mind sports.
Yeah, mind games.
I don't think there are any mind sports in the Bahama Games yet. But well, we got 3 years to lobby.
You could put it in for July, a little. You still could put it in.
I mean, I think that we could organize exhibition games of backgammon and dominoes.
Well, you know.
Exhibition, but I don't think they have sufficient time to organize competition, do the prelims.
Well, okay. I hope they could do it, because remember, in 50 years, I grew up on playing checkers and backgammon.
Yes, sir. But listen,
I saw your boy shooting marbles.
Yes, sir.
Marbles ain't in it.
Thank you, Pumpkin Eater. I gotta go.
Have a good day.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day, too.
Thank you. Let me repeat the trivia question for today. How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs? Yeah, so here's the next question I have for you. Is there any team in the West that could beat this 2022
Pelicans?
They're the only one who had the potential to beat them.
Yeah, you know, Zion, of course, he going through a myriad of things. I don't know if you heard, you know. He have one young lady pregnant, and then the next young lady, who's a porn star, said that she may be pregnant, and he was lying, and blah, 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 blah. So he has that to deal with. He needs to get up on the court. He ain't played serious ball for true in the last, like, 3 years, you know. They have great potential. Him, C.J. McCollum.
So what?
Brandon Ingram.
Why are they holding on to him? Is it because of the contract and the money they've invested in him?
That and his true potential. He has unbelievable, you know, leaping ability. He has developed a 3-point shot.
All right. So if a team will hold on to him despite all of the off court trauma,
mm-hmm.
right, that he's going through,
mm-hmm.
what's the likelihood that the Suns are going to keep DeAndre Ayton for the 2023-2024 season?
Well, their new coach is Frank Vogel. Frank Vogel worked well with, God, I forget the big man name, when he was the coach of the Pacers. I forget the big dark skin fella. When LeBron them was beating them, when Paul George was still a Pacer. Forget the name. But, and, of course, Frank Vogel worked well with the Lakers when they won the championship in the bubble. Him having, you know, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard.
So the Suns have decided it's a matter of coaching and not necessarily...
Yeah, because they got rid of Monty Williams. He's now the head coach of the Pistons now, so he's going to rebuild that team along with Ime Udoka.
Yeah.
He's now the head coach of the Rockets.
Udoka, he's the guy from the Celtics last year, right?
Yeah.
Did the Celtics not make it to the finals because they didn't have Udoka?
I truly believe so, because Udoka, his thing is he hangs his hat on defense.
Yeah,
you know, and the Celtics decided, hey, you know what? Well, sorry, not the Celtics, the coach. I forget the little boy name. Him. He decided, hey, you know, I'm the next version of Celtics. But Steve Kerr told the Warriors in 2015, shoot the ball, just shoot threes. We can live and die by the three. And seeing that you don't have Klay Thompson and you don't have Steph Curry on your team, you died by the three.
Yeah.
Because you're not that good of a 3-point shooting team. You can't
run the game against them.
You know, and trust me, after Brown and Tatum, who do you have left now? You have Marcus Smart, rated number 27 out of 30 in terms of point guards. Al Horford, who'd been in the league from the days when Pinlin had black hair. And a fellow with a yuck back head, White, Derek White, who just happened to save the season in Game 6 against the Heat, who happened to tip in that ball. Who he's a hard player. Don't get me wrong. He's a hard-working player. But he's not a star. You know, they need a bona fide star next to their superstars.
Now, I have to stick a pin for the Bahamian dictionary. Yuck back head, is that the same as sausage neck back?
That can also be seen as the same thing, yes.
And is that an asset on the court? I've seen a number of men with sausage neck back who have played tremendously well.
He is he plays hard. He plays hard, right? But he's quite a
Is he a Beverly? Patrick Beverly?
He isn't on the level of annoyance as Patrick Beverly.
Yeah.
You know, I guess just because, you know, he's a bright skinned fella. You know, but yeah. He can be quite a little mosquito in your ear, you know, which is good if he's on your team.
So that leads me, I got two questions for you now.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas national team still has an opportunity to qualify, I think, to move forward, and then the potential to qualify for Paris Olympics.
Yes.
Right? I think we're still in the running.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
DeAndre, we need to come on, suit up,
and
right?
Yeah.
But here's the question for you.
Clay off too. First time he went off in 9 years.
Clay.
He off.
Come home for a Kong salad. We need to talk about something. But the more important question is this. For the Bahamas to continue to advance, right? Although we got 3 players in the NBA, we have a multitude more players in European European people in Turkey. I want to call that Northeastern Africa, playing in those leagues.
Mm-hmm.
What's our best chance to push forward? Are we need to learn this NBA-style basketball, or do we need to get Aiden, Heal, and Kai playing more European-style basketball?
We just need to play team basketball, whether that's European, whether that's Western-style. We need to get these fellas to play ball together at some point. You know, there's enough millionaires attached to the Bahamas national team nowadays, you know, Kai making a couple of dollars.
To be able to fund a residential camp.
Fund something, somewhere. It could be in New York. It could be in Chicago.
Yeah,
it
wherever
could be
in it's
Paris.
Easiest, right.
It could be in L.A. It could be in Spain. It could be in the Bahamas. We need to have something whereby these fellas can get together.
And spend a month just playing together.
Just playing ball together, running tape together. And when you leave, now you can look at the tape. You know, and you know what you have to do when it's time to play Bahamas team ball.
Would the Bahamas team be undefendable if they could find a perfect blend of NBA and European style ball? Is that something that they would outshine all the other countries in our category, in our region in?
No, we'd just be getting started. Live together. All year.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these fellas play pickup ball.
We just catching up.
Yeah, we just catching up. So we need to catch up in a bad way right now. We need to get a spot, get a court. They can build a little indoor court. It don't take that much.
I think the same thing with the beach soccer. What lost the game was the lack of, not cohesion, but chemistry.
Chemistry, exactly.
Yeah. And not to say that the guys don't love each other or respect each other.
Right. It's just
something that develops over time.
I'm not sure where you're going to be when I feel this ball, you know, and I control the ball. You know, you're supposed to be to my right. But somehow, some way, because of how the game is shifting,
you went
left.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. You know, because I've never played ball with you.
I don't know what you're
going to
do
practices.
Under these circumstances.
Exactly. I've never ran serious practices with you at full game speed.
I got a text here that says Al Horford's grandfather was a Bahamian. I mean, the extent to which the Bahamian experience is also the basketball experience, right? That's why it was such a fantastic debate on what should be the national sport. You know, there's no denying that outside of the geography, right, the geographic elements, basketball is a contender for national sport.
Yes, it is. Like I keep on telling you, every single school have a basketball rim and court in the back of it, on the side of it, maybe even the front of it. What we don't have is cricket pitches. What we don't have is little pools whereby kids are going to sail around in little pools in the front of the school. We don't have that. So I don't know why we're talking sailing. Like, no disrespect to the sailing community.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the cricket community. But those days are long gone. Everybody plays basketball nowadays. If you're a child, you go, you know, yeah. Like, let's be honest, kids have the best tablets nowadays. And they don't have the best basketballs.
Right, but they're playing basketball on the tablet.
Right, they're playing basketball on their tablet.
Yeah.
You know?
No, man, it's absolutely a contender. Okay, guys, I'm going to repeat the question right before we go to a break. How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-23 NBA playoffs? How many Bahamians made it to the 2022-2023 NBA playoffs? The numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, and 242-300-5720. That toll-free number is for people living in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. And that means all of our family islanders, if you are a part of the Abaco Survivors, the Andrus Chikchanis, the Bimini and the Berry Islands, Marlins, the Columbus Isles, Arawaks, that's Cat Island, Sensal, and Rumkey, the Eleuthera Adventurers, the Exuma and Ragged Island Navigators, the Grand Bahama Lucayans, the Long Island Sheep Runners, the Michael Flamingos, that's our favorites, Mayaguana, Inagua, Crooked Island, Acklands, and Long Key, and Pumpkin Eaters team, the New Providence Buccaneers. The New Providence Buccaneers. Call in. Tell us who your favorite athlete is on the team, which sport you think that your team is going to dominate in, and let us know. I see we possibly have a trivia question coming in, so we not go into that break right now.
All right, good.
Mr. Sawyer, here are the sports. Softball, basketball, track and field, lawn tennis, swimming, soccer, volleyball, bodybuilding, and powerlifting. Boxing, cycling, baseball, regatta sailing, rowing, golf, beach soccer, and beach volleyball. Sports this year, rowing, I like rowing, and go-karting. I also like for the powerlifting, there should be a category where you have to carry your spouse. And for the heavyweight category, you have to carry your spouse and one or more of your children.
Or maybe even two or three bags of grocery.
Yeah. I like that. If you're shopping for a family of five, but listen, I got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning once again, Ms. Green. Not the trivia this time. I want to ask you a sports question.
Yes, Rocky.
Are you old enough to remember when we used to have a swim marathon?
No.
No.
My daddy...
Okay, they used to have a swim marathon every year. It used to go from Sir Wood Rogers Wharf east up on between Paradise Island... Hog Island, I should say, and New Providence, and it used to end on the beach at Montague.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know there's a man named Sir Cyril Fountain, who is my uncle, was a swimming champion one time ago, and a cricketer on Haynes Oval? There was also one guy used to win this the one thing must be every year, Andy something. I think he's teach swimming or something around QC or whatever. Andy Knowles or something?
Yes, I know Andy.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Andy, I think it's Andy. Andy used to win that nearly every year.
Yes, yeah, they used to go up there.
Miss Green, we used to line, our parents used to take us out there. We used to line the northern shores, not shores, the northern ends of New Providence all along there. We get out as close as you could get to the waterfront. Malcolm Park, where the causeway was in there then. What we call Polisky Causeway, that was in there.
Mm-hmm.
All out the front, there used to be beaches and things. And we used to line, and they used to go up the harbor, and every swimmer used to have a dinghy, a sculling dinghy, for protection or if they got tired.
Yeah.
And the trophy, then they used to get up out of the water and walk up on Montague Beach to the victory stand where they used to present the trophies. I think that was back in the 60s. I think it was back in the 60s.
Okay.
It was the swim marathon every year. We also used to have a bicycle race that used to leave Montague, come down. No, it was a running race. They leave Montague, come down Bay Street, and it used to end up at the Priory Grounds on West Street Hill.
Okay.
Then we had a bicycle race with, I forget the name of the guy, Musgrove and Ace, and no, I forget the guy, Deuce and Ace, and some of the popular names, some of the guys, these guys passed away now, used to go around New Providence And I think that used to also end at the Prairie Grounds, but it used to stop at Montague Beach. It went west on Bay Street. I can't remember the total route. It was a bicycle marathon also. He had a track, a bicycle, and a swimming meet. And we also used to have what we call race day.
Sparky.
Down at the sports center.
I got to go.
Car racing.
Sparky, I want you to pause so you could be on the phone while I take us to the break.
Okay.
Pause for me. Day of Bahama Game Secretariat. See what y'all missing?
All of the past. All of the past. If we don't know our past, how we can go to the future?
See,
I'm used to do it every year.
Sparky, I asked you to pause. I just want you to pause so I could take us to the break, please. I know what you shared this morning was extremely valuable, which is why I let you talk. Give me a second. A couple of weeks ago, read a Carifta story. Jim Competition said that he hopes to see Bahamians participating more in this particular category because we don't traditionally do it. I searched for information to find out if that was true, because I couldn't imagine that the Bahamas, the archipelago, didn't have open swim competitions. Bahamas Secretary at Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, you're doing a good job. But like my uncle told me, when I got an A for achievement and a C for effort in 11th grade in math, imagine what you could do if you put an A++ effort on the job. The Bahamas is rich. We have everything we need. It's now our job to extract it from those who hold the most valuable knowledge. Thank you, Sparky. Producer, take us to a break. When we get back, we're going to finish off the show. I'm hoping I have some text answers here. People, I'm from Auckland. I like to hold on to money. Let us celebrate that Sand Dollar is giving $30 to two winners every day. The questions aren't that hard. You could Google all of them. Come play along with us. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Bring me to nobody's grave. Careful now. Watch how you open the coffin now. He been dead 300 years. Wait. Look. You know me on it, bro.
Almost there.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I prepared for my 4x100 meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas games come in July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info at thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
At Dorm, get the Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide. The guide will tell you where to purchase building and cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and much more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches and after it departs. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, 302-2300, or call your account executive. Will you be prepared?
It's that time again!
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, taking place July 24th to the 30th at the Hope Center and the Kendall Isaacs Gym. Call 601-4842 for more information. Powered by the Bryce Newbold Foundation.
It's game time!
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson Pen. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So what are the boys?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you said.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 24237 from the Family Islands.
We rushing through the crowd. Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green on this Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III back in the studio talking a little NBA playoffs. Mr. Sawyer, let me just run through these local headlines very quickly. We're going to close it back out. I want to say to Sparky again, thank you for sharing that. Open Swim should without a doubt be in the Bahama Games. We are going to put together a list of entries for consideration for the next Bahama Games, including the Mind Sports.
Man, listen, Mind Sports will be everything. People will come out to play domino. Now, the only thing is, if you happen to be there and watching it, I guess they have to do it via camera.
Yeah. So you can see
each person's hand.
And their face and
at
everything.
At the time.
Yes, like
you
poker.
Can't, right. Like you can't, and the crowd has to shut up.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't say, but you brought your double six in
them. No. Strict rules.
Strict rules.
Yeah, no, the people attending the event can't see what's going on in the hands. But yeah, just like our World Series of Poker.
Right. You must sit down. Like you're looking at the screen, you can see the hand.
Yeah, but you have
to be silent. Players cannot see the hand.
Silent.
You have to be silent.
Listen, Open Swim, then powerlifting. We have to have like an obstacle course style thing, man, where you gotta
outrun pot cake.
Right.
Jump over fence.
You have to lift your date over.
Something.
Right.
You know, like you gotta try sneaking a club.
Flat tire, you got to roll the tire a certain distance.
Right, and then with no sparks.
And send it to your partner and they got to roll it back.
Right.
Things like that, man.
Something fun.
Absolutely. Let's get to these news stories. In today's Guardian, in the top of the sports section, quartet selected for Swimming Worlds. The Bahamas Aquatic Federation has ratified a four-member team to represent the Bahamas at the World Aquatics, formerly the FINA International Swimming Federation Championships. They're going all the way to Japan, July 14th through the 30th. Oh my goodness. Four of our best swimmers are going off. And these are top from Karifta, which is the top
which
from
is the
top
region. Of top of, yeah.
Yeah, we are very grateful. Check out The Guardian again for this headline. Davis grateful for GSSSA sports calendar completion. For the first time since 2018-2019, the Government School Sports Association was able to complete all of its sporting disciplines after the COVID-19 pandemic. This is important when we talk about equality and equity, right? That public school students and private school students not just have equal access, but equitable. And it is great to see the government schools complete a whole season of sporting. Again, the countdown is on. 4 weeks to go for the Bahama Games. Now, some other exciting headlines. The Swim Nationals are set for next weekend. The Bahamas Aquatics Federation is set to host its 51st National Championships at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Swim Complex. It gets underway on June 15th and wraps up on Father's Day, June 18th. Check out that article in The Guardian, Swim Nationals, for more details. Another headline, top talent coming home for track nationals. The fantastic times and exceptional distances recorded by Bahamian track and field athletes this season are all set for an exciting culmination at the Bahamas Association of Athletic Associations Junior and Senior National Championships scheduled for July 5th and 7th at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Field Stadium, although there is a small chance that that event will be moved to the new stadium. And these guys are preparing for, at least this meet is a qualifier for the NACAC Under 18 and Under 23 Track and Field Championships, July 21st and 23rd, the Pan American Under 20 Athletics Championships, and the 19th edition of the World Athletics Championship set for August 19th and 27th through 27th in Budapest, Hungary. Another two quick stories. Bahamas All-Pro Football Camp set to return this month. The second edition of the Bahamas All-Pro Football Camp will get underway on Saturday, June the 24th at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. I'm going to tell you to find out more information. Visit the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League Facebook page. Visit the Bahamas Youth Flag Football League Facebook page.
Boy, flag football about to blow up over here. About to blow up in a serious way over here.
You see the headline?
I am so proud.
Yeah, the Bahamas becomes the first Caribbean nation to join NFL flag.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, let's do it. But we got some fellas who know how to outrun Port Gig, outrun the police, and they?
Yes.
Yeah, man. The key to flag football is running.
What I'm saying is you have a talent, sir. You just putting your talent to bad use.
Exactly.
You know how to dip and snatch and dip and snatch. You don't need to be committing petty theft and petty crime, my buddy. You need to go explore your talents in the Bahamas Youth Football League. You the man, you like to date plenty women, but you never get catch. You need to spend your talents at the Bahamas. I mean, technically, go be a coach.
Yeah. Go be a coach.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we got a lot of hidden talent.
Yeah.
That people would realize if
and
there
is an age barrier to this, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't be 40 and trying to do it. You know, y'all fellas who play in Bahamas flag football right now, some of y'all are my age. No. And we're looking for the younger people.
I want dear 40 years and older people like me. I cut my eye at Mr. Sawyer just now. Such disdain.
Well, you know, I mean, it is what they're looking for.
What you could have said.
And who knows? Depending on how well you play flag football, there are one or two players in the NFL who started
absolutely
at the NFL flag level.
This can be a developmental
right.
league.
If you show the speed of a Devin Hester, who knows, you might be the next punt returner for the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Indianapolis Colts.
Saying that, you know? Our very own Mike Strawn is going to be from the Indianapolis Colts, is going to be at the All-Pro Football Camp June 24th. He's bringing along a number of his friends.
Friends/scouts/people that could pay you all fellas that want to play NFL ball.
Listen, my statisticians.
That's some big cheering. Y'all get big cheering at home.
Look here.
Big cheering out there, you never know.
My aspiring statisticians. Go out there with your clipboard and your pen and your little calculator and your handheld device and with statistician on your shirt and let them know you come to the camp too.
Yes.
You come to see what opportunities are available.
Yes.
But just not on the field.
Exactly.
Without a doubt.
There's jobs available everywhere. No answers yet to your trivia?
I got an answer to the trivia, but the person who answered the trivia has already won a trivia question before.
That's right.
And I can't give them... No, you can't get... You can only play once.
Oh, man.
You can only play once. So person says, LOL, never in the Bahamas would there be silence at mind games where you can see everyone's hands. There would be some type of outburst, trust me. No, man, Bahamians get it.
No, Bahamians get it. If it's for serious, serious competition, you have to get it. If you don't get it, you get kicked out.
Oh, yeah, not just that. Bahamians understand what it means when you're playing for money.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
We follow the rules.
Yeah, that's my money on the line. Yeah,
nobody messing up a game.
Yeah, no, you sit down, you shut up, you know?
But I think that it is something that the Bahamian space can adopt and really grow. That's our kind of vibe.
Yes.
Love watching people play backgammon.
Backgammon, dominoes, checkers, yeah?
Absolutely.
Maybe an all-day game of Monopoly, because you know Monopoly could last all day.
Listen, dear J.A., I know J.A. is a faithful sponsor of Zhivago Lang Show, Z Live. Dear J.A., and my little cousins in J.A. just made a Monopoly game, you know, a Bahamian Monopoly.
I know someone
game.
That has one already.
And it, a gentleman
it's
that has
crazy.
A
crazy. It has
Monopoly game as well, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Watch
it's
this.
Crazy.
We need to have a Bahamian.
Miss Smith, please call me.
Yeah, we need to have Jesus. A Bahamian board game championship.
Yeah, man.
23 years. So it's 2023. We're expecting the next Bahama Games in 2026. No dead text. We didn't forget about chess.
Yeah, chess too? Oh, yeah. We shut up there.
Yeah. And somebody say people is fight when they play Monopoly. No. International
no,
sporting
no,
level.
This is now for money.
Yeah.
It's not for actual money. Yeah, yeah, we have Monopoly money. But if I'm putting up my $200 toward this, you know, $200, $300 toward this.
I want a conk stand on my Monopoly. I want the opportunity to own a conk stand
we could do
on
that.
My Monopoly
yeah.
board.
Yeah, you can do that. You have yourself a conk stand. You can have yourself a car wash. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you could own these things.
Now listen, we didn't have any sand dollar trivia winners today. Sparky got the right answer.
But he ain't got no sand dollar.
But he doesn't have a sand dollar wallet.
Yeah.
And despite him calling me mummy, you know Sparky don't rule. Thank you for playing the game, Sparky. Thank you to the texters. And thank you to the texter that texted in. Unfortunately, you've already won once and you can't win again. We're going to have to figure out how to turn this over. And to the texter that got the correct answer to Eric's trivia, do you have a sand dollar wallet? If you can send me your information right now before I sign off, you can win the prize. Again, the coach who was coaching the team that opposed Jordan's win in his second NBA Finals.
The name of the coach, right.
Is Rick right. Adelman for the Portland Trail Blazers. And he has a son that is the assistant coach for the Denver Nuggets. Great answer, texter, great answer.
Yeah, I didn't think anybody was going to say that.
I'd like to thank you for stunning Mr. Sawyer
yeah, that's,
today.
That's,
we were able to learn him something.
Yeah, that's that right there, Troy. You know, like, I know these things because I know these things. I didn't.
Nuggets or Heat?
Nuggets. Sad to say.
Will anybody be able to beat the Nuggets over the next 2 years?
Yeah.
In
oh,
any...
Yeah.
No, the Pelicans
oh, yeah.
are
yeah.
worse than the Hornets.
Well,
I mean,
this.
They were close. They're not as bad as Hornets.
Chris Paul is about to be released from the Suns.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody out there knew that.
So okay, the shift...
So the shift could go... He could come to the Lakers. He's a great ball handler. All we need from him... And when I say we, I mean Team Braun. All we need from him is 15 points. Most definitely 8 to 9 assists. Maybe 28 minutes, 29 minutes a game.
But
we don't need
that's
nothing
still,
more than that.
That's still not matching up with a Nuggets team.
But he's a ball handler as opposed to somebody that could dribble the ball. Like Schroeder could dribble the ball.
Yeah.
D'Lo could dribble the ball. We need a ball handler. Somebody
is
that is...
Is AD going to perform better with a point guard, with a ball handler?
Yes. Yes. He did very well with Rondo when Rondo was there with the Pelicans back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, Rondo was a point guard first and foremost, a true point guard. You see?
Mm-hmm. Listen, we're all out of time.
A point guard will shift you where you need to go.
Yeah.
Who could beat them? Giannis could beat them. Giannis was injured this year.
I got you. Look here, we're all out of time. And I hope the Heat are not all out of time.
We'll
it
see.
Is 2-1.
Yeah, the Nuggets in 7.
The next game is tonight, I think, 8:30. Are they back in Miami?
Yeah, they're back
they're
in Miami.
Back in Miami.
Yeah, the Nuggets in 7.
Listen, y'all, let's pray for Heat. Not the team. Pray for the sun. That's the only thing that could beat the Nuggets. Is the heat the weather conditions. Thank you, guys. You've been On the Clock with Aaron Green, C.A. Newry, and Guardian Radio AM is up next. Thank you, Mr. Sawyer. You brought the sports back into the Sports Friday.
Yeah, man. If not, why not?
There you go. You guys stay tuned and have a wonderful weekend.
All right.
We rush it through the crowd. I am. I am. I am. I am. I am.